Fishermen and scientists haven't always gotten along. Some fishermen say scientists dismiss their knowledge as anecdotal and they want to overregulate their industry. Some scientists say hard data are needed to use the ocean responsibly. But as climate change rapidly alters the ocean, more scientists and fishermen are working together. This cooperation is starting to pay off, even in the middle of a pandemic. WBUR's Barbara Moran has more.
By here, get some rope.
Mark Schweitzer is a commercial lobsterman out of Port Judith, Rhode Island.
So we're going to tie this on. I live in fear of someday throwing this over without a rope attached to it.
He's not fishing today.
You're going to get a splash here. I don't think you'll get wet.
Well, he is fishing, just not for fish. He's fishing for data. And that thing he just threw overboard is a foot-long, 30-pound scientific instrument that measures ocean temperature, depth, and salinity. After about 20 seconds, he pulls it up, plugs it into a beat-up iPad, and downloads the data.
There we go.
Wow.
Schweitzer is collecting data for the Shelf Research Fleet, a small group of commercial fishermen working with scientists trying to understand how climate change is affecting ocean conditions and fish stocks.
This data might not be directly influencing how I lobster the next 2 or 3 years, whatever I got left in the business, but it's going to help somebody. It's going to help somebody chasing squid. It might help somebody chasing lobsters. So it's good for me to do stuff like that, yeah.
The ocean is warming quickly, and some parts are getting more salty. That affects New England fisheries. More black sea bass are moving in, short fin squid are booming, and lobsters are slowly moving north to colder waters.
I think trying to pinpoint what each species is doing and how they're reacting is really important.
That's Aubrey Ellertson. She oversees the research fleet for the Commercial Fisheries Research Foundation.
I think a lot of people talk about climate change as this global phenomenon, but it's really begun to affect people at a much more local and regional scale.
I recorded that interview with Ellertson at the end of February. Shortly afterwards, another challenge hit the fishing industry, COVID-19. With tourism down and restaurants at low capacity, Ellertson says many fishermen have been struggling, working just as hard but getting a lower price for their catch. But despite the social upheaval and economic stress, the research has continued. Of course it has, says lobsterman Mark Schweitzer.
Tough to define essential workers, but certainly monitoring the health of the oceans is essential. And that's not all going to go away because, you know, a percentage of our population is ill or is hunkering down because of the virus.
The research fleet's been operating since 2014, and the data they've collected is proving useful. For instance, it's helping scientists understand how warm, salty water spinning off the Gulf Stream may be contributing to marine heat waves and the boom in short fin squid. Scientists say the fishermen's contribution is especially valuable now, with several federal research missions canceled due to COVID-19.
Now I'm on alert all the time because I know I can get an email and somebody will say, hey, I saw this. Make sense out of it, Mr. Oceanographer.
Glenn Gawarkowitz is a senior scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He says the fishermen have given him information he could never get otherwise, but making sense of it all isn't easy, because climate change has turned the ocean topsy-turvy.
We have these extreme events going on, whether it's a strong winter storm or whether it's a marine heat wave. At the same time, that slower, inexorable warming is going on. And that's why it's so difficult to make one story out of climate change.
There's one story Gawarkowitz hopes to tell, the one about fishermen and scientists working together to figure out what's going on. He says that's the only way to protect both the ocean and the fishermen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.